Good evening. It is Thursday, December 31st, and we're doing a breaking news update. Florida Department of Health has indicated that they have a UK variant case who's in his 20s and has no history of travel and no known contacts linked to the UK. He's in Martin County, which is just north of Jupiter. And it's about all the information that's available at this time. This would be the third case in the US. And none of them have reported recent travel, so they all appear to be community transmission. The other cases may represent clusters in San Diego County. There is a contact of the index case that is symptomatic, and that person's being tested. In Colorado, that's a National Guard personnel. He's a 30-year-old male, a second National Guard didn't he was also male. I'm not sure what his age was, but he's been tested, and the preliminary sequence would indicate that that is another case of the UK variant. In addition, media reports had indicated that the index case was being quarantined at home with two other people. It's not clear what the relationship is, but the reports indicated that one was developing symptoms. So there's a reasonably good chance that there are three cases at least in Colorado, and they had other dropout. I'm sorry, yeah, the other dropout PCR cases that were being sequenced, indicating that there may be more in Colorado. None of this is that unexpected. All of these are younger people. There are many reports that indicate that younger people are susceptible to this variant. The variant is generally produces low CT scores, indicating that there's a high viral load, and they give a characteristic dropout where the PCR test for the N gene is a strong positive, the test for the ORF1AB is a strong positive, and the test for the spike gene is negative because the primer binds in the same area, probably overlaps where there's a deletion in the codons for position 69 and 70 of the spike protein. So there's no sequence to bind the primer. So those deletion mutants give a negative result. So it seems that the number of cases in the US could be as high as six already. And since these don't have links back to recent travel, they'd be community transmission, and this virus transmits very easily. So it would be, we're close to having six known cases, but there are probably many, many more. Speaking of many, many more, two sequences from São Paulo, Brazil were released today. That's concerning because Brazil has a large number of cases in spite of limited testing. They have a positivity rate in Brazil of something like 25%, due in part because they do not do that many tests, and they still have an extremely high number of cases and deaths. They don't do that much sequencing, so the fact that they have identified two positives and have actually deposited the sequences already is concerning. It could be that there is quite a bit of this variant there. In their case, the variants, both of them did not have the deletions in the spike gene, and so they would not have been detected with an S dropout test. They would have tested positive for all three of the targets in the PCR test. So we should hear more from all of these areas, Colorado, Florida, and California in the US, and the San Paulo region in Brazil. That's it for now.